This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is doubling down on plans to invade Rafah in southern Gaza, even as ceasefire talks move ahead with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Netanyahu says with or without a deal, the Israeli military will move into Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are sheltering, and which he says is Hamas's last major stronghold. The U.S. has warned Israel against any Rafah offensive that puts civilians at risk.
And nothing's changed about that.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel's worked in good faith on a proposal that would essentially include a trade in the pause for fighting for Hamas releasing hostages. Sagar Magani, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Tuesday there has been incremental progress toward averting a, quote, entirely preventable human-made famine in the northern Gaza Strip.
But much more is urgently needed, including the promised opening of the two crossing points between Israel and northern Gaza, so that aid can be brought into Gaza from Ashdod port and Jordan.
Guterres also said a major obstacle to distributing aid across Gaza is the lack of security for humanitarian workers. The top United Nations court has rejected a request by Nicaragua to order Germany to halt military and other aid to Israel and renew funding to the UN aid agency in Gaza. The International Court of Justice said on Tuesday that legal conditions for making such an order weren't met. Germany argued at hearings in the case that it has barely exported any weapons to Israel since the offensive against Gaza started following the deadly incursion by Hamas militants on October 7th. This is VOA News. Haiti's new installed transitional council has chosen a little-known former sports minister as the Caribbean country's prime minister as it tries to establish a stable new government amid stifling violence. Fritz Belzer was chosen in a surprise move to replace current interim Prime Minister Michel Patrick Bovaer. Belzer gained the support of four of the seven voting members in the nine-member panel, but with other panel members saying they were unfamiliar with him. The council also planned to choose a cabinet as it seeks to quell gang violence that's choking the capital, Port-au-Prince, and beyond. Heavy gunfire was reported in several of the capital's neighborhoods during the council's meeting. Mali's military government says its forces have killed a senior Islamic State commander who had a $5 million bounty on his head and was linked to high-profile attacks in Africa's Sahel region. Mohamed Youssef reports.
Malian authorities said Monday their forces killed Islamic State commander Abu Huzaifa in a security operation in the northern region of Menaka. Huzaifa, a Moroccan, was wanted for acts of terrorism and the deaths of civilians and security officers, including four U.S. soldiers killed in Niger in 2017. The killing comes several weeks after Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger formed a joint force to fight the insurgent groups. The three West African nations are battling terror threats and attacks by groups affiliated with Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Mohamed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Tuesday moved to make the use of marijuana a less serious federal crime in what would be a major shift that could shake up cannabis policy nationwide, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Two sources confirmed to Reuters that the Justice Department, which oversees the Drug Enforcement Administration, recommended that cannabis be classified as a so-called Schedule 3 drug, with a moderate to low potential for physical and psychological dependence. Currently, marijuana is classified as a Schedule 1, which is reserved for drugs with high potential for abuse, such as heroin and LSD. Penalties for use of Schedule 3 drugs are less severe under federal law. That class of drug includes ketamine and Tylenol with codeine. Reclassifying marijuana represents a first step toward narrowing the wide gap between state and federal cannabis laws, as the drug is legal in some form in nearly 40 states.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been held in contempt of court and fined $9,000 for repeatedly violating a gag order that barred him from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and some connected to his New York hush money case. The judge warned on Tuesday Trump could be jailed. The decision's a rebuke for the Republican presidential candidate. I'm Joe Ramsey.